Italy's populist five-star movement and the centre-left Democratic Party, once bitter rivals, they've now put their differences aside and have agreed to form a new government and prevent new elections. The former government collapsed earlier this month when Italy's Deputy Prime Minister and Interior Minister, Matteo Salvini, declared the government unworkable. Adriano Bossoni is Senior Europe Analyst at geopolitical intelligence firm Stratfor.com. Hello, Adriano.
Hello, it's good to be back.
It's good to have you back, and it's been an interesting week in Italian politics. So let's just see what got us here. Matteo Salvini's League Party, he was 3 weeks ago in a coalition with the Five Star Movement, and his popularity was soaring, and he wanted to take advantage of that soaring popularity by somehow engineering snap elections. However, that kind of backfired.
Yeah, basically Salvini miscalculated. He was hoping that frictions between the five-star movement and the Democratic Party would make an alliance impossible. But he was not counting on the fact that the Democratic Party and the five-star movement are polling so poorly that they are terrified of an early election and that they would do whatever they can to prevent that. And that's exactly what they happened. They reached an alliance and there will not be an early general election anytime soon.
The five-star movement was in coalition with a party on the right. Now it's going to be in coalition with a party on the left. Is the government, the coalition government, is that even going to work?
Well, the problem is that both parties are quite unhappy with this alliance. This is not an alliance that they wanted. There are factions within each party that want out of the coalition. They know that this could damage their popularity. So, yeah, it will be a fragile alliance. One thing to keep in mind, though, is that they both share a common interest. They want to spend more, and they agreed that they will ask the European Union for more flexibility on the 2020 budget. And this will create a problem because we know that the European Union is very, very concerned about Italy's fiscal deficit, and they will pressure the Italian government to lower that deficit. But the Five-Star Movement and the Democratic Party, at least they are united on that specific issue. They want to spend more. So that's why we think there will be a clash between Rome and Brussels around October.
So in terms of the government, Adriano, what comes next?
So the new alliance has a short-term challenge and a long-term challenge. The short-term challenge is to appoint a cabinet, decide on the name, who gets what, then come up with a joint government program and the devil's in the details, and that's why they could fight over policy in the next few days. And then if they manage to appoint a cabinet and if they manage to come up with a coherent government program, the five-star movement will put the agreement to a vote among its online supporters. And in theory, if supporters of the five-star movement vote against the deal could collapse and Italy would have an early general election. We have to keep in mind that the five-star movement likes to put crucial policy decisions to a vote. Mm-hmm. And if the government is approved and if it is in place, as I said before, the next challenge will come in October when the Italian government has to present the budget proposal for 2020 to the European Commission, and Italy will ask for more room to spend, whereas the European Union will ask the Italian government to cut spending and to reduce the deficit. So the big question is whether or not there will be a compromise between Rome and Brussels and whether or not the awkward coalition partners will resist what will probably be relentless pressure from the European Commission to reduce the deficit.
Mm-hmm. How likely is it that the members of the Five Star, in that online vote that you spoke about, that they'll reject the government and we'll see Italy heading to the polls?
It's interesting because there seems to be a disconnect between the average voter and the party member. Opinion polls suggest that the average supporter of the Five Star Movement agrees with this coalition. Not all of them, but generally speaking, they think it's the right thing to do in order to avoid a government led by the far right. But the thing is that the polls also suggest that members of the party, that is the people who actually vote on the website, they are not so happy because they understand that in a way they are betraying their origins. They spent 5 years attacking the Democratic Party, and now they are reaching a deal with them. So it could be a close vote. It's impossible to tell. It's kind of an opaque voting system, But yeah, I would not say that it's a done deal yet.
Adriano, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Adriano Bussoni, a senior Europe analyst at geopolitical intelligence firm Stratfor.com.